The Carpenter and the Fence. There were once two brothers who lived on adjoining farms and fell into conflict. It was the first serious rift in 40 years of farming side by side, sharing machinery and trading labor and goods as needed. It began with a small misunderstanding, and it grew into a major difference, and finally, it exploded into an exchange of bitter words followed by weeks of silence. One morning, there was a knock on John's door. He opened it to find a man with a carpenter's toolbox. "I'm looking for a few days' work," he said. "Perhaps you would have some small jobs here and there I could help with?" "Yes, I do," said the older brother. "Look across the creek at that farm. That's my younger brother's place. Last week there was a meadow between us. He recently took his bulldozer to the river levee, and now there is a creek between us. Well, he may have done this to spite me, but I'll do him one better. I want you to build me an 8-foot fence so I won't have to see his place or his face anymore." The carpenter said, "I think I understand the situation. Show me the nails and the post hole digger, and I'll be able to do a job that pleases you." The older brother had to go to town, so he helped the carpenter get the materials ready, and then he was off for the day. About sunset, when the farmer returned, the carpenter had just finished his job. The farmer's eyes opened wide. There was no fence there at all. Instead, there was a bridge that stretched from one side of the creek to the other. And his younger brother was coming toward him, his hand outstretched. "You are quite a fellow to build this bridge after all I've said and done." For a moment, the two brothers stood at each end of the bridge, and then they met in the middle, taking each other's hand. They turned to see the carpenter put his toolbox onto his shoulder. "No, wait, stay a few days. I have a lot of other projects for you," said the older brother. "I'd love to stay on," the carpenter said, "but I have many more bridges to build." The story is intended to tell us, don't pay back evil with evil. Don't pay back unkind words with unkind words. Instead, pay them back with forgiveness.